Let's play a word association game. What do you think when I say Kansas City? Barbecue? The Royals? How about jazz? Now what about when I say jazz? What do you think? It probably isn't poetry.
I get hysterical when they tell me that blacks are meant to be miserable, only tolerable when put to sleep. These words are speak, not mine, from the divine, so give me time to get my thoughts together. Guess whether or not you know it, you and you need a savior. But the only ones to save us is ourselves, and the only trinity is you and me. Have you stopped to think of all the things we could be?
Bobby Jones is performing a poem at the Jams in the Blue Room. The room, like his name suggests, has blue walls and flooring. Even the lights in the bar are blue. Jazz memorabilia is all around, and a mural of famous musicians covers one of the walls. By showtime, the place is packed, but still comfortable, with about 150 people of all ages and races. The stage is set with a grand piano, a couple basses, and a drum set, all shining in the mood-setting red and purple light. The Jazz Poetry Jams are a true blending of Kansas City's established jazz scene and the ever-growing presence of spoken word. Kansas City's abundant and formative history in jazz is reshaping the way Kansas City slam poets are writing. Glenn North is the poet in residence and education manager at the American Jazz Museum. He has also been the MC for the monthly jams for almost 9 years now. North defines spoken word as everyman poetry with an extra edge that's meant to be performed. Some famous poets who have visited include Georgia Mee, Terrence Hayes, and Elizabeth Alexander.
But when they come to Kansas City, they all agree that there's something special happening here in Kansas City. They're surprised at the level of talent that they see in Kansas City, and they're surprised also at the originality. Oftentimes on the coast, there are certain cadences where what happens is a lot of the spoken word sounds the same, but you hear a lot of original voices here in Kansas City, and I think that that's one of the things we can really be proud of.
North says that slam poetry is a competition style of spoken word that got its start in the Green Mill in Chicago in the early 90s. Its originator, Mark Smith, wanted to mix the energy of boxing with the art of poetry. It quickly took off, and a national poetry slam was organized with teams from all over the country. North thinks that slam poetry is a great way to get youth interested in poetry in general.
When a storm drives you to a point of break, keep your foot on the gas and accelerate your wheels through the night and windshield, wipe your tears from your face. Your road to redemption is just right up the block. All you have to do is leave this parking lot, and if anyone wants to be Bruce and karate kick you while you're down, tell them you ripped Lee's. Believe it or not.
That was Trey Newman, a Paseo High School graduate, with his poem Scars of Fallen Shadows. Newman is one of the young men on the American Jazz Museum's team headed for the National Slam Competition. Slam poetry may be worldwide at this point, but what sets the Jazz Poetry Jams apart from any other slam is in its name, the jazz. Glenn North even goes so far as to call Kansas City the one-time mecca of jazz. Before the open mic begins, there's a 30-minute jazz concert by the House three-piece band. Poets are even encouraged to ask for improvised musical accompaniment from the band during their poems. But what makes jazz and poetry such a complementary couple? North explains.
There are several things that connect jazz and poetry. One is the musicality of language. Poets are very concerned with exploring like the way words can create music. Oftentimes, listening to jazz music kind of helps you explore that in a more substantive and meaningful way. The other thing is when we're talking about spoken word, just that spirit of improvisation.
Poet Bobby Jones shows a great example of how jazz and poetry can mix to create a new form of slam, an evolution, if you will. This poem was inspired by Jill Scott's song, Slowly, Surely. She asked the band to play something slow and beautiful.
It seems today no one takes the time to love, to flirt and be infatuated with someone. To call a woman beautiful or call a man handsome. What happened to the time when love was special? When was it good wasn't in reference to our conversation, not about our internal gyrations or who came to climaxation. Slowly, surely, I will have it.
Eric Baker, KCUR News.